A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, "You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord." But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. A few years ago, I served on our congregation council. We often had to make hard decisions, and since there were eight of us around that table, we practically never agreed 100% on any question. When it came time for a vote, the prioress often said, "Okay now, yes, no, or in the barrel." I had never heard that expression before, so it stuck in my mind. I guess that if you're in the barrel, it means you're ambivalent, not sure of where you stand on an issue. After all, life is hardly ever clear-cut, black and white, this or that. Usually the truth is situated somewhere in the middle. On the other hand, sometimes in life we are called upon to take a stand, to be on one side or the other. Hovering between two points of view is simply not acceptable. I believe this is what Jesus was talking about in today's gospel when he says, "Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one." We may be indecisive about certain questions or opinions, or sometimes it's just a matter of taste. But when it comes down to the core of our being, there has to be a solid foundation of truth, love, goodness, and beauty that forms our identity and our mission. It's from that core that critical decisions are made, decisions that impact ourselves and others in significant ways, decisions that build or break our families, our communities, our church, and our world. As Jesus points out in another passage from Matthew, "Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." Jesus presents us with a clear, rigorous, yet compassionate plan of life, a mission, his mission. Are we ready to accept the challenge, to leave all ambivalence behind, and set our faces toward Jerusalem, walking with him, proclaiming with him the good news of God's love? Yes, no, or in the barrel?